gerade, als ich komme, kriegt er sein Mittagessen, der David. Es sieht ganz toll aus. Are you vegetarian? No.
I don't eat meat.
Oh, so you are vegetarian.
Not really. I eat chicken and fish. Uh-huh. And I had my gallbladder out when I was 21.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. And because of that, I had to go on a complete fat-free diet, which is nothing. Mm-hmm. And I think after that, I just decided that my body probably was better off without it. And I feel better.
Mm-hmm. So where have you been all the time?
If you let me eat. Well, we haven't been rolling. Let's try this whole thing again. Go ahead.
You've been off the scene for about 8 years. What have you done all the time, David?
Well, I've done a number of things. I certainly, when I retired about 8 years ago, I left the business completely. I really needed to spend some time thawing out and doing some soul searching about what in the world I really wanted to do with my life. I got very carried away, my lifestyle was a very empty experience, traveling around with security guards and living a very unreal kind of an existence, and I was not really part of the human race any longer. I was living just this sort of in a vacuum. And
are pop stars non-human?
Well, my experience came from that teen mania, and the hysteria got to such a point where I couldn't go anywhere. Nobody could deal with the fact that I was actually real and I actually was alive. They related to me as all the merchandising, like posters and lunchboxes and dresses and all kinds of things, bubblegum cards and all of that stuff. So I needed to spend some time and devote some time to my own personal self and emotional self, which at the time was a bit underdeveloped, I think, and figure out what in the world I really wanted to do with my life. So what I started doing was I got very involved in the horse business, thoroughbred racehorses, and I devoted an awful lot of time and energy in that, and I traveled around the world for a number of years, and I started becoming more of a human being again and got back into the human experience, mm-hmm. and living what I guess we could consider a semi-normal existence. And I started finding out, what really life was about for me and what I really wanted to do with my life. And I started missing... I loved performing for people. I didn't like the lifestyle that it because of my success and that kind of meteoric success, deprived me of a personal life. But as I became more at ease with myself and got back into more of a social environment, and I started being able to function again as a normal guy. I started missing being able to do what I loved to do, which was to bring some light into people's lives, to perform and to act. And I've been on the stage in America in the last couple of years. So I did a couple of movies for television, and they were quite well received, and I started doing a lot more acting. And a couple of years ago, I really got very serious about it was time for me to come back and make an album. And when I stopped making records, I really had kind of lost the direction as to what I wanted to do. And as opposed to making bad records, and I really thought, just going in because they're going to pay me a lot of money to go in into the studio, I don't want to do this unless I really have a passion for it. Mm-hmm. So I once again have a passion for it. And I think because I left it, as opposed to it leaving me, I think that that's the reason that I'm back here, and I am very excited about what I'm doing now. And
so in breeding horses, you found the meaning of life and the meaning of pop music or entertainment?
No, I think that it gave me a chance to stand back and look at what I had done and what I had accomplished and who I was, and that I have been blessed in my lifetime and I have a gift. And for whatever reason, people have always very much responded to my work and to me. And I missed performing for people. I missed going out and bringing some light to people's lives.
Let's talk about your new single, The Last Kiss. Mm-hmm. Tell me something about it. How was it? How did it gain?
Well, it came out of about a year ago, a little over a year ago. I came to England from America, and I met a producer by the name of Alan Tarney, who's also a very good writer. And I had liked a couple of the records that he'd made with Leo Sayer and with Cliff, and he comes from music, he comes from songs, and he is truly, he's a pure artist, and he's very true to himself in that respect, and he was an admirer of mine, and I was of his, and unlike some situations it's not easy to write with someone, we got together and instantly, in a matter of like a day, we started writing, and it was very easy. And he had a real vision as to what this record should be and how important it was to me. He understood that, and I think he felt it was very important to him. And he's making, I think, the record that he's wanted to make, as am I. He knows who I am as an artist and as a person, and he knows that I very much want to reveal myself, as opposed to having people telling me what I should be recording. And as in the old days, they used to say, well, you can't do that because the fans won't like this, and you can't do this, and you better do that. I'm in control of this ship now. I'm steering it, and it's very exciting for that. I'm very proud of what I've been writing. I'm about 80 or 90% through with the album, and he and I have written all of it. And it's all about, they're like little vignettes. The Last Kiss is a little event that happened in my life and something that was extremely important. I'm a very passionate person. I'm inspired by romance. And I think that there is a lot of room in this world for romance. And
so you're a newcomer with the experience of an old timer. In some ways,
that's very well put, actually. Yeah, that's very well put. I wish I'd thought of that. I am. I'm like
Thank
a newcomer with the experience of somebody who's been through the wars of the world, not only in the business, but also in my personal life. So, yeah, I have a real enthusiasm that I have never had, I don't think, for the business. I think it's going to be a great challenge and a great opportunity for me to go out and to do it again and to do it on my own terms.
Would you tell our listeners when the album is due to come out?
Yes. The single will be out in, The Last Kiss will be out in a couple of weeks. And the album will be out in the spring, probably in May, I guess. I just want to get it right, so I have been working holed up in a studio and in a little room, racking my brain and trying to spill my guts. Hopefully it'll be out in May.
Mm-hmm. Will there be a tour through Germany?
Yeah. I think a tour is not exactly. I'd like to do a couple of special dates in the right kind of halls where people can come. I very much would like to have them come and see me and listen to me. And I'd like to put the music in their ears and sing some of my old stuff and some of the new stuff. And I never thought I would actually say this, but I am looking forward to touring again. Yeah.
I thank you very much for this interview, Mr. Cassidy.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure. Nice to be back. Hi, this is David Cassidy, and you're listening to Christian on the Hard Rock Cafe. Hi, this is David Cassidy, and you're listening to Christian on the Hard Rock Cafe.